Before the hour is over, shouted Silver, I'll break your old house like a rum bottle, and those that die will be the lucky ones. As soon as Silver disappeared, we got ready for a battle, placing ourselves around the sides of the stockade. The captain went round to check our places and our guns, and to see that everything was ready. A minute later, Joyce fired his pistol, and the battle had begun. Shots came from every side of the stockade, hitting the wooden house, but the bullets did not get through the thick walls. Then there was silence, and the smoke slowly cleared away. Suddenly, guns were fired again, and a group of pirates ran from the woods and onto the stockade. They climbed over the fence like monkeys, while the squire and Gray fired at them. In a few seconds, two fell dead, one was running back into the trees, and four were inside the stockade. Fight them in the open, cried the captain. I took a sword and ran out into the sun. More pirates were starting to climb into the stockade. One man, wearing a red cap and with a knife in his mouth, was already on top of the fence. But in that moment, the fight was over, and we had won. Gray cut down one man with his sword. Another was shot as he fired into the house, and now lay wounded with his smoking pistol in his hand. The doctor had cut down a third. The men on the fence had disappeared back into the trees, and of the four who had climbed into the stockade, only one was not wounded, and he was climbing out again with the fear of death in him.